We're going to talk now about other implications of what has been happening and the protests and blockades. Breathed Ireland is manager of the Kerry Cancer Support Group. They run buses to Cork and Limerick, goes to eight different cancer centres for treatment. Breathed, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. How have you been faring and managing over the go slows and the fuel protests and everything that's been going on?
Hi, Gerry. I suppose we've been very lucky in that our services haven't really been impacted by the blockades or the go slows. We've managed to get through. We're quite a recognisable service now, you know, and people recognise the logos, and we've gotten through okay, and we've been in on time every day. The impact where they started blockading and where the fuel started running out, that's really where the impact came in for us. We were very worried that we wouldn't have enough fuel for this week, or you know, if it had ran on, and that we wouldn't be able to keep the vehicles on the road. But as per usual with the people of Kerry and the support that we get, we were getting calls from our supporters saying that they did keep fuel at some of the stations that we go to and some of the people that sponsor us. So there was fuel kept behind for us because we were worried that we might not be recognised as an emergency service because we're not supported by the government. So, you know, but we do have enough fuel for this week anyway, and hopefully things will start to get back to normal by the end of this week.
A couple of stations have fuel, others still waiting for them. Do you get any support from, let's say, this package that's just been released now as operators of buses? Will you get any direct payments or support?
Well, we don't get support from the government as it is, Gerry. So we'll have to look into that and see if we will qualify for some of that support. We will certainly be contacting our TDs and our local representatives about that and to see if we can get some of that back, you know,
because have you had more people looking to use the service given the trouble with driving and petrol?
And I mean, even this week, you know, getting people to our service and getting to our designated route, I'm sure it's been difficult for them too, because they have to look at fueling their cars too. And the rising costs, like our costs have gone up 45% in the last few weeks, the last month, 5 weeks, you know. And that's a big worry too. Where is that going to come from? We can't cut our services.
Yeah.
People are dependent on us to be there every day. We have three vehicles on the road today. We've two gone to Limerick and one gone to Cork. So, and like you say, as costs go up, people tend to use our services more. We saw that when Ukraine happened first, you know, when the prices shot up, people did tend to ring us more, and we had more people on our service.
And you have to keep filling your diesel tanks. $102 up 7, up almost 8% today. No signs of that stopping. So that's an ongoing concern, Breathe.
No, it is. And a lot of the fundraisers, as you know, the traditional fundraisers for us, the tractor runs, the vintage car runs and all of they're all dependent on fuel. And I'm sure people will be cutting back. We did have one there earlier a few weeks ago, and the people who took part in it, it was definitely down, definitely 50% down on the people who took part, you know. So we see that going forward as well, that we won't have as many people being able to afford to take part in those things.
Yeah. Okay, Breathed, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for filling us in on your service. And
thanks, Gerry. Thanks for having
Ireland.
Me.
They're on the programme with the Kerry Cancer Support Group that run buses to cancer centres for treatment. If